Let's head to the Vision Homeowners Newsline. We're joined by Andrew Rummel with the Colorado Springs Park Recreation and Cultural Services Department. Andrew, thank you so much for joining us here on KRDO's Morning News.
Thanks for having me.
And, you know, it's that time of year again. This weekend may not be the best example, but before long, it'll be time to lace up those skates and head outside to do some ice skating at Acacia Park. And let's talk about what people need to know as the new tradition is continuing throughout Southern Colorado.
Yeah, this year we're getting back to what seasons of past looked like, and that we're going to have walk-up customers available this season again. The season opens up Friday, November 12th, and this year we're going to run all the way through the end of February.
All right. So in terms of that, what kind of hours are we looking at? When would be the best time to go? I like night skating, but some people can't handle the cold. So why don't you tell us about that?
Sure. So Monday through Thursday, generally speaking, we'll have those evening sessions from 4 to 6 and then again 7 to 9. And then Friday through Sunday, we'll have basically all-day skating, 4 sessions each day, 2 hours per session.
And why is it important to do the sessions?
The sessions allow us to turn over, get everything cleaned up in between the groups that come in, making sure we're, you know, adhering to all the COVID safety protocols, cleaning surfaces down, getting skates turned around and sharpened and ready for the next group to come on in.
Now, if anyone hasn't been skating in Acacia Park just yet, what should they know before they head out next week?
Well, it's an outdoor rink, so be prepared to deal with the weather. Colorado weather obviously is unpredictable, so we suggest layering. We have rental skates available, but if people have their own skates, they are welcome to bring theirs. We're located inside Acacia Park, so make sure you give yourself plenty of time to find parking. Once you're downtown, obviously, once you've done skating, there are lots of other things to do, shopping, restaurants. So really could be a one-stop stop for an entire evening.
And should people, when they go there, because some people like to bring maybe hot cocoa or anything, but you serve that all there, right? So they shouldn't need to worry about bringing their own food or drink.
That's correct. We partner with Story Coffee, and they have a kiosk rinkside that serves hot cocoa, coffee, teas, small fare. So really, we have everything people will need.
Any adult beverages?
No adult beverages.
I was asking for myself, but
probably
yeah.
Not the best idea with a bunch of people around and, you know, on a thin sheet of metal.
It might make, though, the bumps and bruises not feel so bad, right? A little bit.
Sure.
And, you know, probably going to be a lot more popular after that big Netflix hit that hit the small screen, Silver Skates. Everybody's been watching that and, you know, it's a Romeo and Juliet set on, you know, the ice. So maybe you'll get more kids out there inspired by that.
Yeah, we're anticipating a popular year this year. We're unveiling a few new things this season. We'll have private corporate rentals available in December for holiday parties.
Ooh.
We'll have theme nights, a pond hockey tournament. And then for the first time ever in the month of February, we're going to have ice bumper cars available. So we have a lot of things to do. It's an Olympic year come February, so we're anticipating a very popular skating season.
Yeah, I didn't think ahead to Olympics, but you're right. That always gets a lot of people interested in those sports and ice skating and ice skate racing. Both of them very popular sports and hockey, of course. All right. Well, thank you so much, Andrew, for bringing us this update. Where can people go for more information?
Yep, they can visit our website, downtowncs.com/skate. And if people are interested in actually working at the rink, we have some open positions, and they can go to coloradosprings.gov and look for the job openings page, and we have Acacia positions available currently.
Okay, great. I can see Andrew Rogers out there on the skating rink with his whistle.
You're going too fast. You're going too fast.
Yeah. I'll go out there and force if you need to. And Andrew, thank you so much for joining us and everything you do to help us enjoy the winter around Colorado Springs.
Thank you. You guys have a great day.